ICOM SM50 desk mic that was made for the 7300.
Well, what the hell does he need?
The guy is sitting around my desk.
What are you squawking about?
I'm talking about the hand mic. Microphone is a hand mic.
Just build one. Just make one. It's not that hard. Get one of your old microphones and build one.
I don't buy used junk. I use usually go and buy a new stuff, and then if something don't work right, I send it back and get it replaced. That's how it works.
Oh, my God.
My point, Randy, is that the SM50 desk mic is leaps and bounds above and far better than the stock mic. And the stock mic, while it's really good, doesn't even compare to the SM50. So why would you want to go that route?
Well, sometimes I like to sit back with the hand mic in my hand and use it so that I have to sit up on top of the desk and use it and have a big bulky mic sitting on holding on to it.
It's only got a 2-foot cord, even the hand mic. How the hell are you going to sit way back? You need 3 feet.
Anyways, I'm not going to argue with you, Merlin.
I'm not arguing. It sounds practical. If you want to do an armchair copy, you better have some length on that handheld microphone.
Hey, Randy, I'm going to get you laughing a little bit. And even if you're sitting in the chair, the desk mic works, because you're like me. You sit down, your belly part, your... Well, you can put the desk mic on that.
Yeah, you can put it on your belly and sit back and key up and away to go.
Get yourself a nipple clip Bluetooth mic. That'll work.
Yeah, now that SM50, that mic stretches out to about 4.5-5 feet, so you shouldn't have a problem.
Yeah, I don't hear anything on 10 meters, so that's why I'm not using it, because the antenna system I got don't work on any other band except 10.
Well, that's a good spectrum of amateur radio. 10 meters in an apartment building. Boy, that must be quite disturbing.
Yeah, you're in an apartment, aren't you, Merlin?
Yeah, but I got a solid wall where my end-fed slopes. There's no windows or anything that will interfere with different pieces of equipment of the neighbors.
Yeah, I'm not going to jeopardize getting booted out of here, and it's because I'm putting up a bigger antenna. No, I'm not going to do that.
Well, hey, Randy?
10 meters is a pretty harmonic band. I wouldn't want to run 10 meters in an apartment building if the wire was going past my neighbor's windows, that's for sure.
Oh, so far, nobody said anything, and it's been working fine.
Hey, Randy.
Yeah, I think that's my name.
Yeah, if you really can just buy it back from me on payday.
The radio? After me having it for this long? Nah, it's not for sale.
Okay, I'll wait another month and then I'll ask you.
You can wait 5 years and I'll say the same thing.
Yeah, alrighty. Now I have my eye on a couple of steps up from the 7300 right now anyway.
Why don't you buy one like Merlin's got there?
Because I don't know what Merlin's got.
What, the IC7600? I sold it. But the radio I really, really want is old school. It's an IC775 DSP. Oh, boy, I'd give my left nut for one of those.
Better get your left nut out. Better do it.
No, I'm looking at a Kenwood. One of my friends has it, and it is... big thing, but it is beautiful, and it's got everything on it. Plugs direct, you know, you can, there's also a port in the back that you can plug a monitor directly into it, everything, and that's what I'm looking at. $2,000, but worth it.
Okay, I'll get back in a bit there. Just watching CSI here and just want to how sales turns out. This kid, 15-year-old kid trying to blow himself up.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm just coming up to 264.
Sorry, guys, I was saving a British Columbia flag with gale force winds at 27 miles an hour hitting my building.
As long as your building's not rocking, you're okay?
Oh, no, no, no. My antennas are solid. Not worried about a thing here. When you put things up, there's one thing you got to always think in the back of your mind, liability issues.
Yeah, pretty sad that we've come to that, right? Too many lawyers and too many lawsuits. It's, I don't know. Pretty sad when you come to everything you do, you got to look at, okay, well, can I get sued?
Well, it's thinking on your feet. You know, I wouldn't want a, an antenna go spearing down the building and crashing into someone, for sure. Oh, no, no, everything's secure. In fact, my patio umbrella is a commercial patio umbrella. I got smart with that. I actually tight-wired that with a 60-pound fishing line, so it's invisible. But, boy, it's solid. It doesn't go anywhere. The last one I had a couple years ago, I found it about 3 blocks away.
Yeah, I know what that's like, my friend. I do indeed. My antennas, I don't worry about liability issues. I just put them up solid to begin with just because I don't want them going anywhere. That has nothing to do with liability in my mind.
I actually run a 12-gauge, 140-feet ground wire from the shack to the earth.
Well, what I like where I'm at, I'm on the floodplain, man. So my ground wire is, you know, a 1-inch thick steel rod driven 8 feet down right into the water table. And there you go, attached to that. You're not getting a better ground than a water table.
I don't know why ROX ain't getting these winds. It's sure beating us up down here downtown.
Yeah. 15-20 minutes ago, it was the calm before the storm. Now it's struck.
I figured you're probably getting some pretty extensive winds where you are. You're closer to the inlet there.
Yeah, I can see the trees moving around like the dickens. Pretty blustery. That's how I gauge the winds by looking at the trees across from me. Oh, yeah. It's a blowing.
Yeah, and just remember, anybody who has big ideas about, well, I'm going to stay outside anyway, even all of a sudden, just remember, it's not that the wind is blowing that matters. It's what the wind is blowing. You can be as strong and as stubborn as you like, but if a window picks up a Volvo and throws it at you, yeah, you're not going to come out too well.
Well, once it's a Volvo 240, that was the best car they ever made. However, I just wanted to say, Charles, you're doing an S10 to 15 still here in Vancouver on my input.
Ah, roger that. Yeah, I just passed 264th. I'm in between 264th and Mount Lehman.
You're booming a signal here to the shack.
Well, I guess I put it in the truck right then, didn't I?
All about height, my friend.
And the funny part is I'm only using low power on the ID5100, so I'm actually QRP.
Well, I wouldn't mind having the 7100. That's a nice little radio.
Yeah, Albert showed me that a while back when I was down at ICOM Canada. Nice, but I like my ID5100. It does everything I need it to do, and I like the dual VFO and the touch screen.
You got more ATFs for sale?
Not at the moment, but I might in the near future.
Give me a shout. I'm looking. I'm looking actually for something that's very, very rare right now, and if I get one, I'll never change it. I'd love to have an IC775 DSP.
Oh, you're looking for a rare animal indeed.
Yeah, they're a beautiful rig. Or even a Kenwood. Get back into my... I wish I never sold my TS930 setup. That was a nice rig, too.
Yeah, a lot of nice gear out there. I love the antique stuff, too. When I first got into this, my first radio took me 4 months to build. It was an old Heath kit. Separate receiver, separate transmitter. And I love that thing, but it was a boat anchor.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, Rox, you see the rainbow south of you? Looks like it's just past Burnaby Mountain. You've got a better view than I do.
That's the mountain next door to me. Rainbows and lollipops.
Maybe the 775 DSP is below it. Can you grab it? You're a lot closer.
I'll get a fix on it.
In a good way.
Always do things in a good way.
Man, I've had, Charles, I've had the 7300, I've had the TS2000, I've played with them, I've played with both those radios, they're okay. In fact, Albert's got my TS2000, actually. Uh-oh, he must have got it blown off the highway.
No, I'm still here, Merlin.
I never hear Albert on. I talk to Leslie sometimes on social media, though.
Ah. 3.680 is good for Merlin, or good for Albert. Normally we chat down there in the evenings on HF.
Say hi to the friend, eh?
I will say hello for you.
Thank you, sir. What frequency was that on 80? Did you say 3.8 something?
$3,680.
Oh, okay, yeah. If you said 38 something, I went, geez, you're in the rabble-rouser area of the United States.
No. 3680, nice and civilized group.
Yeah, it's a nice frequency area.
You want fun and you want just sheer entertainment value, you go to 3840 and listen to that crap.
No thing. Hey, Rocks.